curious. I noticed that WCCO TV is doing now a women's basketball promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jim Rogers had a piece on it. Does that mean that the radio's involved in that promotion too?
Yeah, I think they are. I think we are here. Yeah.
And that's for the Indiana game?
Yep.
Now that's a game to go see because Coach Izzard from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
He is a minor Bobby Knight.
Yeah.
He gets a little wound up and he's fun to razz.
Yeah.
Because if a crowd gets on Izzard, he gets rattled.
Yeah.
And like the piece that Don Shelby did for the commercial,
yeah,
that's true. Wouldn't that be nice if the women could have the same kind of crowd and wild crowd that the men get?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
yeah,
that's what they need, you know, because most Big Ten teams are not used to playing in front of a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Indiana game, Coach Izzard, his whole team would come apart and Minnesota could take it.
Okay, that's enough women's basketball for this year on this show. Okay, go ahead.
Well, anyways, that's what I just wanted to say that, you know, the Gopher women's athletics deserves just as much promotion as men.
That's a matter of opinion.
But your main topic tonight is I don't understand why they don't allow the firepower that the United States has to just go in and make Iraq a parking lot and get it over with.
I agree with you.
You know,
I agree.
If this guy's going to sleep at a different house every night, the heck with it. Just go in and take care of the, you know, do the Barry Goldwater theory.
Just blow up every house.
And just level the whole place.
Right, yeah.
And start over.
Barry Goldwater. 30?
I mean, they've already proved that their value of life doesn't mean anything, so it's not going to be a big deal. Just go in there and wipe the whole joint out.
Yeah. Barry Goldwater, 39% of the popular vote.
You know.
And, you know, back then, everybody thought he was nuts when he wanted to level Hanoi.
Hey, the guy had a tattoo. I mean, come on.
So and now that he's sick and dying, everybody says, you know, you probably didn't have such a bad idea.
So, amazing. Barry Goldwater was he had a lot of good ideas. He had a lot of bad ideas. But those Arizona Republicans, oh my.
Well, you know, I don't know, but we'll see what the Boy Wonder does.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
that's kind of scary in a way.
Yeah, it is, especially for us Republicans.
It's kind of. I don't know if he'll turn tail and run, or if he'll actually show that he'll give the military the power that they need.
Well, if he turns tail and run, I think his wife will jump in there and slip on the glove. So,
don't you think she's going to be running the country anyway?
I think she's going to have a voice. I really do. I think she's going to have a serious voice.
She and all her.
Easy now. Easy now. All right, listen, I got to let you go. Thanks, Carl, for your call. Let's move along here to Ann in St. Louis Park.
Hi, Derek.
Hi, Ann.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. About the war.
Right.
I think they should flatten it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this little cat and mouse hoo-ha is bogus.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a game.
Mm-hmm. The only problem with this game is we've already lost one American life. That's one too many.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
So it needs to just be taken care of.
Yeah.
And I saw my first Timberwolves game tonight.
Oh, yeah? Amazing.
Well, I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No, I didn't.
What didn't you like about it?
I thought it was very boring.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Tonight.
Much rather watch baseball or football.
Hockey?
Hockey live, not on TV.
Right. Yeah.
Only live, but I'll do the other two on TV.
Yeah. Okay. Well, a lot of people like pro basketball, you know?
But the crowd was not excited.
Right.
And the best part of the game was when Bob Stein was giving the wolf a talking
yeah,
to.
Yeah, Crunch a talking to, and then he came out and
in the tutu.
And his inline skates.
Yes.
Unbelievable. A little something for everybody at the Timberwolves.
I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I thought, I don't care if you do a string dance, and he comes out and does one.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty entertaining.
Kind of cute.
And, oh, there was something else I was going to say. Sid.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear the interview, and I didn't hear what he said about you.
Yeah.
Did he ever apologize?
No, we don't have that kind of relationship. We just move along to the next issue.
Is it safe to say that you two don't like each other?
I love Sid Hartman. Like he was my own father. You know? But, Sid. I mean, it's just different. It's different with Sid. You know? It's a different kind of thing. I mean, Sid's been around here a long time. So, Sid just does what Sid does.
So did, like, Sid feel threatened by you? Is that why you needed to attack?
I don't think so.
Or he just needed to be controversial?
Sid was here when I got here. He'll be here when I'm gone.
Well, why are you leaving?
No. But,
hey, is this anchor on Channel 11 leaving?
Paul Majors?
Yeah.
Chances are pretty good that he'll be going to New York.
Network?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Made a name for himself.
He's good, though.
Yeah, he is.
He's good. He and Don Shelby are two of the best you'll ever see anywhere.
Don Shelby's not going anywhere.
No, Don Shelby.
Don Shelby's just like a Dave Moore reincarnate, you know?
Don Shelby, he's got the kids in school here. He's real comfortable in this community.
And everybody knows him and everybody likes him.
Not that Paul Majors isn't, but I think it'd be nice for Paul to... expand. You know, I root for that guy with both hands. You talk about a nice guy, class act. I mean, he's virtually perfect. Just a real gentleman. The way you see him on TV,
that's the way he really is.
Exactly. Only better. I mean, he's courteous. He's nice. He takes time with people, and you know, the guy's just an ace. He's just an ace.
Well, that's how Don Shelby is. I've met him a couple of times.
Donnie's the best. It's hard for me to say anything. Glowing about Don Shelby, because Don Shelby and I are real good friends. So it's, you know, I just say that Don Shelby's great and leave it at that.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yep, he's
a nice guy.
You know.
So what's this time slot thing?
Moving to 9 o'clock.
And then what happens after 1 o'clock?
Tim Russell comes on. Yeah.
And then more kind of night talk stuff?
Yeah, he'll do some night talk stuff. I don't know exactly what Timmy's going to do, but that's the plan here. That's the way the new schedule reads. So that'll be interesting.
Well, I'm excited for you.
That'll be fun. It's going to be the same show, only at 9 o'clock.
So now you have to do a show about estheticians. There was a big 2020 thing about estheticians.
Yeah?
So you need to, like, follow that up.
Yeah, follow that lead and get the esthetician plan down pat here for the...
You need to do that because they made some bogus claims about us.
Okay. All right.
And we need to defend ourselves.
I know. I hear you.
We're an up-and-coming breed here.
All right. Well, we'll defend you here on Night Talk.
Well, thanks, Dark.
All right, kiddo.
Take care.
Nice to talk to you.
Good night.
Bye, Andy.
Bye.
Night Talk with Dark Star on WCCO Radio. Don't forget, Maury's Automotive, 4 locations to serve you. They've got the Alfa Romeo product, and it's fabulous. They've got the Saab product. And it's unbelievable. They've got the Mazda, and they've got the Subaru for you. Across the street from Ridgedale Shopping Center there on Plymouth Road in Minnetonka, just before you get to Wayzata there, is the home of Maury's Automotive family. They've been in this business a long time. I was in the car business for a long time. I know just about every individual that works there. Knew them before I started doing radio. Most of them are still there. That's 5, 6 years ago. That's unique in this business. In the automotive business. The reason they stay there is because Maury Wagner takes care of his people. And because his people take care of the customers come back. I've been there during periods of time where they've had big rushes in the service area. Those guys in the back, that's the best service department I've ever seen anywhere. And I've seen a bunch of service departments. Up on Brooklyn Boulevard in Brooklyn Park, they've got the Subaru store. Same story. Nothing but experienced veterans to serve your every automotive need. And I keep telling you here, night after night, you got to go in and see these new Saabs. You got to go in to see the colors. You think maybe you can't afford one? I'm not so sure. I think you better check the prices before you buy anything else. And you can check the prices at Maury's and be astonished at what you might be able to afford. They got packages for you. They got leasing. They got financing. They got all kinds of things for you. Before you buy another product, before you go to another dealership, visit with the Maury's Automotive family, 544-0376. Call them up. They'll tell you what you need to know. Stop by. Take a look at the product. Visit with them. They'll treat you right. Maury's Automotive family, tell them the Dark Man sent you.
This is Roger Erickson with a public service announcement from WCCO Radio, the Minnesota chapter of the Leukemia Society of America, and Pennies for Patients. Last year, Minnesota schools combined to raise 1.5 million pennies. That's 5 tons of pennies total, and it all went toward leukemia research and patient aid. Spare pennies from all over the state were gathered. And this year, I'll announce here on WCCO Radio the top 10 schools who collect the most pennies. I recently mailed your principal a letter with details how to get your school involved in this great cause. So ask your principal how you can help gather pennies for patients to support leukemia research and patient aid. Or call the Minnesota chapter of the Leukemia Society of America. The telephone number is 545-3309. Pennies for patients.
You know, if they would have done that thing of nickels for patients, it would have got over 5 times faster. Why'd you turn your mic off?
I thought I was going to do the news, and it turned out I wasn't.
Whatever you need, buddy, I can make it happen, right? This is my show.
19 degrees in the Twin Cities and flurries. Good morning. This is Kirk Lundgren, WCCO Radio News. Pentagon officials are trying to assess bomb damage to Iraq's anti-aircraft missile sites in the southern no-fly zone. Initial U.S. estimates are that Saddam has lost much of his air defense. Most members of Congress are supportive. Congressman Jim Ramstead of the 3rd District says the action was totally appropriate.
One of the generals characterized this action as a spanking, but I believe that... if Saddam persists in violating the UN security resolutions, he's going to get a lot more than a spanking. He underestimated the Allies' resolve last time, and it looks like he gambled wrong again. So I think there's going to be stronger action to follow if he persists in violating the security council's resolutions.
Some military families in Minnesota are getting support from the Twin Cities group Backham following yesterday's Allied airstrike. Karen and Charles Sullivan of Burnsville were among the families who attended a support gathering last night organized by Backham. Mrs. Sullivan supports her son, but she's also critical of U.S. policy in this situation.
I don't feel that the U.S. should be acting as a police force for the world. I don't feel we should be risking our kids to do this. The U.N. should have its own force.
Backham organizer Yvonne Miner says it's been more chaotic this week than during the Gulf War because most families are hearing nothing from their loved ones overseas.
There's a lot of them that I've known that want encouragement. There's a lot of them that need information, and I have telephone numbers that I'm able to give them that they didn't even know existed. A lot of them that don't know where their kids are, can I help them find where they are? A lot of them, what's going on? Is this it? Is it another war?
The phone number for Backham is 894-2657. The WCCO forecast up next. Get away from winter in the Sun, Sand, and Sea Sweepstakes. Brought to you by TCF Banks and WCCO Radio. 6 vacations to Cancun, Mexico will be awarded weekly, including airfare for 2 and 7 nights hotel accommodations. Just stop by any TCF Bank and sign up for your chance to win. Winners will be announced by me, Dave Lee, Monday mornings between 9 and 9:30 starting January 18th. Enter now at TCF and the Sun, Sand, and Sea may be yours.
Well, here's a weather update from meteorologist Bill Anderson.
Well, Kurt, this storm just will not leave us entirely. We have some bands of light snow continuing to develop just north of the Twin Cities and then move southeastward across the metro area. But they're just light snow, and I don't think we're going to get much accumulation at all, maybe a tenth or two-tenths of an inch, something like that. Streets are already slippery, so it's not really going to change anything. We'll have lows in the upper teens this early morning, and then a mostly cloudy and cooler day coming. A chance of flurries mainly in the morning, and then some breaks in the overcast in the afternoon. Temperature today about 20 degrees in the mid-afternoon hours, and then a slightly warmer day on Friday with a chance of light snow, high near 23. New readings just coming in, still those flurries and 20 degrees.
This is Kurt Lundgren, news you want, people you know, WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul at 830.